USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Another Capitol Police officer killed in the line of duty in Washington, D.C. A man ramming his car into police officers at a barricade on Constitution Ave Friday. Officer Billy Evans killed. He's the second officer killed in the line of duty this year. The suspect ID'd as Indiana 25-year-old Noah Green. Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman says not much else is known about him.
We do not have the suspect on file with U.S. Capitol Police, so there's no indication at this time that there's any nexus to any member of Congress.
According to what appear to be Green's social media posts, he was a follower of the Nation of Islam and he recently lost his job while battling health issues. The New York Times reported he was born in West Virginia, went to high school and college in Virginia. Pittman says Green was shot and killed after lunging at officers with a knife. One officer injured but in stable condition and expected to survive. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
Flags at the White House lowered to half staff in honor of the fallen Capitol Police officer. President Biden saying Friday he's heartbroken by the attack that claimed the life of Officer Billy Evans. He adds, "This has been a difficult time for the Capitol, everyone who works there, and those who protect it." The White House flags will remain at half staff until sunset on Tuesday. Biden also discussing his new infrastructure plan. The $2 trillion plan released this week focuses on improving roads, bridges, and sewer systems across the country. Biden explaining why Republicans should be on board.
If the Republicans save the 400,000 homes and schools and daycare centers that have lead pipes delivering water to their doors, if they say we shouldn't be doing that, what do you think would happen if they found out all the lead pipes were up in the Capitol?
Republicans criticized the plan for its cost and the effects raising taxes to pay for it could have on the economy. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The economy adding more jobs than expected in March. Here's Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy added 916,000 jobs in March as the unemployment rate fell to 6%. Job creation was nearly double the 468,000 in February when the jobless rate was 6.2%. Economics professor at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business, Austin Goolsbee, tells CNBC,
"The jobs market is actually better than it was before COVID began. But if you look down at the lower income paying jobs where the jobs got to be done on location, they're still really suffering. And this is the first of the big numbers that hopefully we're going to have 6, 8, 10 months in a row of big numbers like this."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The FDA authorizes two changes to Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine that can provide extra doses from each vial, Wendy King reports.
The FDA is authorizing some changes that are expected to boost coronavirus vaccine supply and speed up the vaccination effort. Moderna says it will now start shipping 15-dose vials of its vaccine soon after showing the FDA different amounts of vaccine can be extracted from each vial using different types of syringes. The original vials were designed for 10 doses, and the FDA says providers can actually get 11 out of those vials. It's now sending new instructions to healthcare workers. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.